A Dakota Indian person can claim that's my oral history. I know there were a lot of deaths because I was told by my ancestors. I've come to wonder whether this is a farce and just how much of this oral history actually occurred. I can say that there was at least one missionary along with the Indians going to Fort Snelling. These soldiers defended these Indians at Henderson with their lives. One story is that I believe it was a reverend. One of the citizens in Henderson was about to shoot a rifle at this person. Colonel Marshall, who was in command, knocked the gun down with his saber, Robertson. And this person would later become a minister at church up in Sisseton. These soldiers weren't there to punish the Indians, they were there to protect them. Sibley sent the majority of his army with this group to Mankato. He sent only three companies to Fort Snelling. They weren't forced march. The Dakota Indians were strong people. They had wagons. If you look at the inventory of wagons at Fort Snelling, if they chose to ride, they could ride. There's an element in a Dakota group, and maybe in Ojibwe, maybe in all Indian communities, who wants to embellish the situation, make it worse to get more sympathy. Maybe some actually believe what they're saying, but there's no proof that there was any more than that one baby killed in Henderson or died along the way. And I believe that the numbers at Fort Snelling say that, I can't remember the number that died there, but even that number is being embellished.